get our briefing underway, and we'll start off with Mayor Perry with an introduction.
Hey, good afternoon. It's just a little bit after 12, and we've got hopefully all of our parties on the line to answer any of the certain questions as we manage our way through this healthcare crisis that we've got on the go. And as usual, we'll start with the Brooklyn Health Unit. Have they not called in yet? What's going on here? Hello, is the Brooklyn Health Unit just joined?
Yes, it's me, Dr. Catton.
Thank you, Doctor. Yeah, we have just started, Dr. Catton, so if you can give us the up-to-date numbers today, that would be wonderful.
Thank you. Apologies for being late. We're running around with all of our urgent response to COVID-19 and have all hands on deck here at the health unit. So at this point in time, I'd like to inform and make sure that every community member is acting in a manner following all the public health recommendations and precautions with the assumption that COVID-19 is circulating. So we all must take the steps to reduce the spread. At the end of the day yesterday, we had 217 tested across the region with 6 positives, 130 negatives, and 81 pending. With respect to testing, there has been a lot of questions around the time that it takes to receive testing and who gets tested. There's been a lot of updates in the last few days that we've been sharing with all of our healthcare partners widely. The Public Health Ontario Labs and the Ministry of Health and the Chief Medical Officer of Health's office have been working diligently and around the clock to support the COVID-19 response and the local public health testing and follow-up procedures, and we're grateful for their support. They've announced increasing provincial labs capacity in order to reduce the wait time, and they're also looking at relocating and increasing capacity in various communities. And so at this point, we're waiting and hoping to have both Timmins and quite possibly, and I believe Sudbury HSN, on site for testing capacity shortly, which will reduce our wait times locally because obviously we have transportation for testing samples to Toronto, which adds another layer with respect to the demand for testing across the province as well. In addition to this, they are looking at new testing options to unlock a potential of 4,000 additional tests per day out of Toronto. And through all of these, they're hoping to have increased capacity testing, upwards of more than 10,000 tests per day, up to 15,000 over the next few weeks. One reminder that we want to provide to anyone who has been tested, and individuals who are tested are advised of this from both public health and the healthcare provider. Anyone who has tested and is waiting for results, they're still required to self-isolate for 14 days, both while waiting for the test results and even after the test results are negative. And if anyone is unwell and has not been tested, the recommendation is still to stay home and follow up as needed with respect to potential testing through public health or their primary care provider. With respect to the assessment centers, so if anyone feels that they may have symptoms that are in line with COVID-19 or they've had close contact with someone who has had it, and or if they've traveled, we want them to first self-isolate themselves. So to stay home, not go to work, not visit any other family or friends or stop at the store, but stay home. And you can use the Ontario Self-Assessment Tool, which is available online, and we've shared it on our Facebook, our social media, and our website pages to see if you need to seek further care. Anyone who doesn't have any online capacity for that, by all means, please go ahead and call us directly. We have our Porcupine Health Unit COVID information line available right now, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. We are looking at increasing hours, as mentioned previously, and just working on the time frame for that. And we are also open on the weekend from 11 to 3. At this point in time, we have been facilitating testing through the community paramedicine program across all communities, which we are grateful for. This capacity has made a tremendous difference to our ability to respond to the need for testing in a safe manner where we're not worried about transporting any individuals who may have infectious symptoms. And so they've been a key partner for many communities in this response. The Timmins COVID-19 Assessment Center is open 8:30 to 12:30 Monday to Friday, and it will again be open this weekend from 11 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. But a reminder that this is through appointment only, and so individuals are still asked to call either the Porcupine Health Unit or their primary care provider, and we'll go through the self-assessment with the individual and determine if we need to book an assessment appointment and do that appropriately. One key advancement is the Quarantine Act. As I think everybody has heard, this is from the Government of Canada, is in an order under the Quarantine Act that any person entering Canada, whether by air, sea, or land, must self-isolate for 14 days in order to limit the introduction and spread of COVID-19. This is absolutely key in all of our communities. While we still want individuals to assume that we are seeing cases that are not related to travel, while we need everybody to assume and take the precautions necessary, it is also still incredibly important that anyone who has traveled within the last 14 days stay home. At this point in time, I think I would just like to continue to thank all of our community partners. We're meeting regularly with emergency control groups, with municipalities, with primary care, acute care partners, as well as other sectors to ensure that we're all on the same page and working together, that we are coordinating our workspaces in a way which is supporting the measures appropriate to reduce any possible transmission, and that we are supporting the community members in staying home appropriately. So we're all in this together. We really need each and every community member to absolutely follow the recommendations. It is a critical time for us, and we are asking everyone to remain at home as much as possible. So even if you are well, please stay home as much as possible. Limit your outings for essentials. Try and do them in one trip. Make sure you're washing your hands. Make sure you are physically distancing from others. And make sure you are only staying within your family group and those who you live with. For others who are feeling unwell, even more so, it is important that you stay home and contact either your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit. Please do not go out. If you require urgent medical assistance, by all means, seek that care and advise them upon calling or arrival immediately of your symptoms and any potential exposure or concern that you may have that may be related to COVID-19. This is imperative so that we protect all of our workers and all of our community members. With respect to physical distancing, again, I'll just remind people we're looking at 2 meters. So if you are going out with your immediate family, that is fine for a walk, but try and stay 2 meters away from anyone else. We don't want kids playing at a playground together at this point in time. We want to be socially connected with each other. Reach out to your neighbors. Reach out to those in need. Make sure that we're supporting individuals who need to stay home so that we're decreasing the spread. So stay socially connected, physically distanced, stay well, and take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Catton. Next up is the Timmins and District Hospital.
Hi there, it's Kayla Russell with the hospital. So the Timmins and District Hospital continues to work in conjunction with the Porcupine Health Unit and other healthcare agencies to ensure that we are ready to respond to the needs of the COVID-19 pandemic. Preparations began the moment reports of novel coronavirus started to be known with the implementation of the Timmins and District Hospital pandemic plan. We are following the direction of our pandemic plan, and we continue to work to create capacity in the hospital to meet the ever-changing needs of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the precautionary measures that have been put in place include screening prior to entering at any hospital entrance and, as per Ministry of Health guidelines, a restriction of visitors. And a reminder to everyone, patients are not permitted to have visitors with the exception of one person for a dying patient, an ill child or youth, or a person giving birth during labor and up to 4 hours post-delivery. We understand that these additional precautions will be difficult for family and friends of patients in the hospital. Our hardworking staff have met with every patient and contacted next of kin persons for all patients in the hospital to help facilitate communication. While physical distancing is a requirement, that does not mean that we want our patients to socially distance themselves from their family and friends. Free phones are available in all patient rooms, and staff are available with iPads to help patients FaceTime with family and friends. Individuals are welcome to drop off a cell phone or tablet with charger to any patients who are able to use them to help them stay connected. Phones or tablets can be dropped off at the front entrance and must be submitted in a sealed plastic bag with the patient's name and room number clearly indicated on it. We are urging that everyone follows the direction that's being provided by the Porcupine Health Unit. Please take the necessary precautions to protect yourself and others and reduce the spread of COVID-19. Wash your hands with soap and water for a minimum of 20 seconds or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer often. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cough into your sleeves. If you cough or sneeze into a tissue, immediately dispose of it and wash your hands. Stay home when you're sick and practice physical distancing and do your best to remain 6 feet or 2 meters apart. If you do suspect you have symptoms of COVID-19, the Timmins District Hospital is urging you to call the Porcupine Health Unit at 705-267-1181 or their toll-free number at 1-800-461-1818. If you're ill and must visit your healthcare professional, please call ahead and tell them if you have symptoms indicating a respiratory illness. And if you require immediate medical attention, please call 911 and mention your travel history and symptoms. The Timmins District Hospital continues to respond to inquiries from the community. If you have any questions, please contact our general information line at 705-267-2131, or you can email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Our contact information can also be found online at tadh.com/contact-us. We encourage members of the public looking for additional information to visit the Porcupine Health Unit's website at porcupinehu.on.ca or the Ministry of Health at ontario.ca. Links to these sites can also be found on our webpage. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee. The Timmins Academic Family Health Team is not going to be joining the call today, although they do want to remind the public that primary care is still available during this crisis and that they've put in place the measures to ensure that people can be seen safely by their family doctors in person or over the phone, and that the after-hours clinic remains in operation. From here, we'll move into some of the municipal service report. And from the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, I believe Brian Marks is on the line.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. So in terms of emergency medical services, just wanted to let people know that we continue to work with Porcupine Health Unit and Timmins District Hospital to perform testing and regular duties as required. I'd also like to send a message to everybody in Timmins that if you're required to call 911 for an ambulance and you are able, please answer the screening questions as accurately as possible in a timely manner in order to allow paramedics to prepare appropriately before arriving on scene and to avoid the unnecessary use of personal protective equipment and to keep paramedics and hospital staff safe. In terms of food security, we've coordinated local service providers, and that's continuing. We hope to have a schedule ready soon where people will know where to go and they can get food. We have received several offers from local restaurants and vendors to provide food and preparation services. We are working on creating a meal distribution system that it allows for social distancing. In terms of homelessness, a number of patrons were moved from the Living Space Overnight Shelter yesterday to Northern College. More patrons are scheduled to be moved early next week. Living Space personnel are on the scene to monitor and enforce social distancing protocols day and night. Just want to reinforce that it's critical to attempt to isolate the patrons in the same way everyone else is being asked to isolate in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Social services, access to all DSAB offices is restricted. We are allowing access only to those who did not have a phone. All other business can be conducted over the phone or via email during regular business hours. Our seniors' buildings, if you have a relative living in one of our buildings, please do not visit and call them and reinforce how important it is to not allow visitors into the building. To our seniors, we say please stay in your units and do not visit your neighbors. We have closed the common rooms for a reason, and if you need something, call Housing Services and we will help you get it. And thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, from the City of Timmins, I'll ask for Chief Waldron to give an update.
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I just want to take this opportunity to thank all the agencies that have been involved in this from a day-to-day activity and all the time and the effort that they have provided on this. I think our community is very, very well served by the people that you hear from on a daily basis. The other thing I want to touch on very quickly is there's been a lot of information provided over the past number of weeks, and I would think that some people may think that this appears to be more reactive than proactive. I want to take this opportunity to ensure people that we have enacted our emergency response plan. The City of Timmins Emergency Management Control Group is meeting regularly, which includes many of the people who are on the call today, but the public health units, Timmins and District Hospital, the DSAP, EMS, police, fire, city administration, long-term care. And the emphasis on these meetings in this group has been on reviewing the current situation to better understand what the future outlook may be for the next week, 2 weeks, month. This is an emergency that changes by the hour. Our goal is to try to get ahead of it, be prepared for what may be coming, and the impact it may have on our community. Our focus has been on daily public updates, and for the people on the line, especially the media, I cannot emphasize enough. The information that's provided on these calls is critical information to get out to the community because it's accurate. It's the most current we have. So I want to thank the media and others for making that happen. We also continue to coordinate activities with police, fire, and ambulance. We've looked at the food security issue that I know Brian Marks and the DSAB have done a spectacular job on. The efforts to address social distancing with the homeless. And again, this is critical. If you think of if we were to get an outbreak of COVID in that population, the impact that would have on our health services would be huge. So this is something that is a challenge on its own, but it's something I give the DSAB and that group a lot of credit for. We have daily emergency readiness team meetings with the goal really of sharing the best information with all health and community agencies. Our objective in this public health emergency is to focus on maintaining essential services, develop and maintain contingency plans, work with all our partners to ensure best decisions are made and communicated. And that, too, is critical in a timeline where things change by the hour. And the last thing I'm going to say on this, and it's not for me to summarize, that's for sure, but if we are going to get ahead of this, and this is really important from a community perspective, if we are going to get ahead of this and protect our community, people need to listen and follow what CHU, TDH, the mayor are saying, because that's the way that we're going to beat this. We can plan all we want, but if people follow the recommendations, we'll all see this through. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief Waldron. Just checking in to see if there's a message today from the Timmins Police Service.
I think the only thing, perhaps, it's John Gauthier, everyone, the only thing is just to dispel some possible myths about our staffing levels. We're adequately staffed, more than adequately staffed at this point. We continue to provide policing services to our community. Community safety and everyone's well-being is paramount here. So we have a good handle on it at this point. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Now, we had a question come in earlier from Bob McIntyre about the transit service. And the transit service that we've outlined in our media release is what we will be delivering, which is an 8:30 start and a 6:30 last bus. And so we're just going to make sure that we clarify that back with all those individuals who have had some question on that, and we thank our transit drivers for staying in place, providing a critical service to help a lot of people get around this community and help businesses continue to operate, and we're trying to do it in the safest manner that we possibly can. So right now I'll see if there's any questions from the media on the line before asking Mayor Perry for some closing remarks.
Sorry,
there's two people speaking at the same time.
Maya, was that one of you?
Yes, one of them is me.
Okay, go ahead, Maya.
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify with Dr. Catton mentioning the on-site testing in Timmins, which sounds like it could be good news in reducing wait times for, I guess, the tests when they are taken. Is that something that would be done in-house or working with a local lab?
Hi, Maya. I missed a little bit of it, but what the province is looking at is increasing capacity at different labs. So the discussion right now is around the Public Health Ontario lab in Timmins. So it's not done at the Porcupine Health Unit. But the testing, it is not for individuals to go to the lab to be tested. I can't clarify that enough. It is simply that the tests that are done at the assessment center or through the community paramedicine program or within district hospitals for individuals who were ill and needed to be seen by acute health care professionals, it's for to submit those tests to be done locally. So again, it is not for individuals to go to any lab to be tested. We still need to follow the procedures of contacting public health or your primary care provider to determine whether or not you should be seen for assessment and testing. And then it's simply a different, more local, a different than a local, so more efficient possibility for testing to come soon.
Is there any ideas to how it would reduce the wait time for the test coming back? Because it seems like there's a 3 to 7 day, not necessarily here, but across the province. And what we're seeing is longer wait times. It all goes to like one central point.
Yes, I can't really speak to what the exact turnaround time would be. The test itself typically only, we were getting results within 24 hours initially, including once they were received into Toronto. So we'll have to see, but it will make a difference.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for that question. There was another question, I think, at the same time.
It's Lydia from CTV.
Hi, Lydia, go ahead.
Hi. With regards to the, getting food out to the food security issue, when you say you're going to work out some sort of a meal distribution system, what do you mean by that?
Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was handing it to you.
Okay. The distribution system would be consistent with social distancing practices. So we'll be looking for a space large enough with perhaps an entrance and exit where people don't have to pass each other, and then perhaps large enough to even offer hot meals for a larger audience. So that's the system we're looking to put into place.
Okay, so would that be working with organizations that have already been handling food for people who are homeless, or is it setting up something entirely new and different?
No, it would be using the resources that have already been on the ground. And you can understand the challenges that they have because their volunteers have, some have chosen obviously to stay at home. So that's why coordinating them all together, I think we're able to access a larger pool of remaining volunteers and create a system that will serve everybody.
So when will that start and where will it take place?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. We're hoping to have the schedule ready by Monday and have a location or more than one location as required with the schedule published for everybody to see.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Lydia. And Brian, any other questions? Okay, hearing none, then we'll turn it over to Mayor Perry.
Okay, thanks very much. As I said in earlier broadcasts, we will get that open. We expect next week to have a bit of a different forum where we've got a lot more participation. But in any event, the message is still the same. The vaccine that's available to us right now is self-isolation and staying 6 feet apart from each other and washing your hands. That's the best available
facility we have right now to keep ourselves safe. Again, I want to thank all the organizations, everybody on the ground that's facing this day to day, and the work that's getting done to ensure that all the needs are met as we try to manage and as we do manage our way through this healthcare crisis. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a safe day and a safe weekend.